家人们平安，在收听今天的拉比信息之前，有件事情先向大家说明一下，由于这次语音翻译的环境限制，译者声音需要压低音量，只能还原安息日聚会的信息为主，无法同步还原拉比的激昂情绪。假如家人在聆听过程有落差，恳请体谅译者不易，也特别感谢译者在不易环境中依然不懈为神摆上。
哈利路亚，让我们给神一个热烈的呼喊。
Oh, come on, give it a bigger shout.
我们再给神一个更大的呼喊。
If you understood this feast, you'd be given a bigger shout. Come on, give him a shout.
拉比对会众说，若你认识这个节期，你会给神一个更大的呼喊。拉比邀请现场的会众以及收听的听众一起来对彼此说，我今年要得到它。
Listen, this is a celebration of unity and alignment and saying what God tells you to say without drawing a sword, without winning a war, saving an entire nation with alignment and unity. Let's give a great big shout!
这是一个庆典，庆祝神的百姓不需要动刀拔剑，而是以合一与神对齐，以及说出神所要他们说的话来赢得征战，并且拯救整个国家。让我们给神一个最大的掌声。
Hachemic and happy Purim to you.
拉比以希伯来文以及英语来对大家说普尔节快乐。
We're bringing a prophetic word. We just arrived last night, Christy and I.
我与克里斯蒂昨晚才从以色列回来。今天我要带来启示性的话语。
And the frost and the smolts, we took a small delegation. I got to tell you, 45th trip, and it was the best trip we've ever had to Israel. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
我带领了一个小团队到以色列，这是我第45次进入以色列。我必须说，这一次是当中最棒的一次。让我们给神一个呼喊。
There's power in teamwork, I can tell you. And one of the things that I will share some tonight that incorporates into the prophetic word the Lord's given me.
团队合一的合作是大有功效的。我会分享一部分我们团队此行在以色列所发生与神所告诉我关于5785年普尔节相关的先知性信息有关的部分。
It's Friday night, you're going to want to be here.And we're going to do a full, we're going to have, we shot a whole year's worth of the videos and interviews, and you're just going to want to be here Friday night. If you want a transformation.
下周五我将会分享我们在以色列所预备的一整年的影片还有访谈。如果你想要被转化，千万不要错过。我到了以色列，看到因着你们这些英雄们所成就的。圣经上说，人的礼物为他开路。此时拉比再说了一次，人的礼物为他开路，是因着你们的礼物，并非因着我的恩膏或者是我的礼物，让我们可以成就下面我所要分享的这些事。
It's your giving. Do you realize in the war that in this room and online over $2 million of crucial aid, and the government knows it, and the government also knows that all of it went to where it was supposed to go.
在这个会场里面以及线上在收听大家的支援成就了超过$2,000,000，对以色列在战争当中最关键性的援助，政府知道是因着你们的给予，也知道这些援助去到了最需要的地方。你们所奉献的每一分钱都完全被使用在耶勒定的孩童们，以及在大屠杀当中幸存的长者，在阿迪医院有特殊需要的孩子们，照顾并分送食物给耶路撒冷有需要的家庭，并且也被用来照顾孤独士兵们。事实上，在战争当中，我们增加了在每一个项目的援助金额。正是这些事实，为了我下面要分享的这件事，你们的礼物开了门。
Your gift, your gift, your gift online, it made a way.
此时拉比指向会众，也指向镜头前面的每一个听众。他说，就是你们的礼物开了门。
There's a few things about God. Number one, God is not a man that he should lie.
有几个关于神的事实。第一，神不是人，他不至说谎。
God is going to fulfill Bible prophecy with or without us.
无论有没有我们的参与，神会实现圣经的预言。
I just want to be found working with him.
我希望我是那位与神同工的人。
Also, in Malachi chapter 3, I am the Lord, I do not change.
在马拉基书三章也说，我耶和华是不改变的。
He's a non-changing God, so he is not going to change his mind about fulfilling Bible prophecy.
神是不改变的神，神不会对他要实现的圣经应许改变主意。
And we are fulfilling it right now, and it's a powerful time.
我们现在正在实现神的应许，这是极具全能的时刻。
It's no accident. I pray for an awakening. I pray for this awakening, particularly in the body of Christ in the ecclesia.
这完全不是一个意外。我祷告觉醒，特别我祷告觉醒要发生在神的肢体 ecclesia。
But I pray for an awakening into the spirit.
我知道我讲得很属灵，我祷告灵里面的觉醒要发生。
I really sense there's been a knee-jerk reaction since about 2020, when all the fact-checking started. There was like a fact-checking spirit that kind of invaded the church.
我感受到自从2020年左右，人们开始有一个反应，当所有的事情都需要事实的查核，而这个事实查核的灵也进入到了教会。
I'm all into facts.
我完全认同我们需要事实。
I think the truth sets us free.
我认为真理使我们得自由。
But if you spend all your mental energy gathering facts and you don't look at the spirit, you can't connect. You need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and all of that comes from the nine gifts of the spirit.
但你若将你的精力都花在收集事实，你无法将它们连接起来，除非你进入属灵的领域，因为你需要智慧理解力来明白，而这些能力是从圣灵的九个果子而来。
You're going to understand what's happening. Think about it. We were in, your ministry was in Israel for Purim, flies here, lands in Oklahoma, and the place is being bombarded with 60 and 70 mile an hour winds and wildfires everywhere.And the place is burning.
我们来看看发生什么事。我们，也就是你们所支持的事工，在普尔节，我们从以色列飞回来这里，降落在奥克拉荷马州。这个地方正在被每小时60到70英里的暴风雨轰炸，四处都是野火，整个州像是着火一般。
You can either say it's a coincidence, or maybe something's out of alignment.
你或许说这是巧合，但或者是有些事失去与神的对齐。
I think the wise would say, why is it rare storms?
我想有智慧的人此时会询问，这罕见的暴风雨是为什么？
The woke come up with global warming. The spirit people might want to say it's judgment to awaken the righteous to take a stand.
觉醒主义者所提出的是气候暖化的警告，而属灵的人可能会说这是神对地上的审判，为了要兴起义人与神有正确的对齐。
But what's he awakening us to? You're going to find out tonight. I believe the Lord's given me a prophetic word for us tonight. Well, let's give the Lord another big hand clap.
今天晚上你将要知道你必须从什么地方觉醒。我相信神给了我具先知性的启示，让我们来给神一个最大的掌声。
And if you would join me, if the shofars would come down front and happy Purim, Chag Shemaiach, this is going to be a great celebration.
请带号角的人可以上前来，我们一同来欢庆普尔节快乐。
Spiritually, when it breaks through for the ministry that you're standing with and sowing seed into, then it breaks through for you.
在属灵上，当你与之同站立并且撒种进到里面的事工有所突破的时候，你个人也会经历有所突破。
And the breakthrough that I'm going to share tonight is epic.
而我今天晚上要与大家分享的是一个如史诗一般的突破。
We'll bring a lot of understanding to you to why maybe some of you have been battling some severe battles in the last 6 months, and it's becauseMaybe you were born, as it says in the Bible about this feast, maybe you were born for such a time as this. Maybe the enemy has been battling you on every inch of your life, most likely, to try to get you to worship distraction and not stay focused on his promise.
你们当中许多人或许在过去的六个月当中经历极大的征战，或许你的生命就如同在这个节期圣经当中所说的是为了现今的时刻。仇敌无所不用其极地攻击你，想让你从对神的应许当中失去焦点。
But he lost, because you're standing here today, you're watching here today, and we're in agreement here today, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
但仇敌失败了，因为你现在就站在这里。拉比指着镜头说，你们现在正在收听。我们奉耶稣基督的名一起同意，阿们。
So Purim is a time to align the gatekeepers. Amen. And one of the ways to align the gatekeepers is what we do here for 25 years is by praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
普尔节是一个将门户的守望者对齐的时刻，大家同意吗？而最好的对齐方法就是如同大卫之家这25年来所做的，为耶路撒冷求平安。
You have to know that for 25 years on Shabbat,Having Jews and Gentiles as one new man coming together, blowing shofars, making that prayer and that decree, has had to have an effect in this portal and in the kingdom of heaven.
你要明白，在这25年来，在每一个安息日聚会当中，由犹太人以及外邦人合一成为一个新人，在这个门户同心合一的吹响号角并宣告，在地上以及在天上都是大有功效的。
Purim is a time to align the gatekeepers, ensuring that those...who watch over are protected, they're in harmony, and they are revealed God's purposes and plans.
在普尔节这个节期，神要使所有的门户守望者对齐，确保这些守望者是安全并且合一的，因此他们会明白神的目的与计划。
I want to say this again. God wants to reveal His purpose and plans. Do you know that God has a purpose and a plan for this world in this season?
神要揭示他的目的与计划。拉比此时再次地说，你们知道神对整个世界有他的目的与计划吗？而这里整个世界就包含了你和我。神要揭示他的目的与计划，让我们明白与对齐。神要确保在今天普尔节，你的计划是与神的计划对齐的，而不是与哈曼的计划对齐。
So if you would please, Father God,
天父
In the name of Yeshua,
奉耶稣的名带着极大的喜乐
This Purim, 5785,
在5785的普尔节感谢神
I reclaim the promise I rebuild the heritage I restore the land
我寻回了神的应许重建了产业并且恢复了土地
I pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all of Israel May they prosper who love you May they have peace within their palaces And may we say for our brethren's sake Shabbat Shalom, Yerushalayim Let's give a great big shout
我为耶路撒冷以及以色列全地祷告平安。耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你中间。耶路撒冷啊，安息日平安。让我们给神一个呼喊。
Give a great big shout. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor to front and back and tell him it's going to be all right.
拉比对会众说，现在对你前后左右的人说，一切都会没事的。
But what we're going to do right now, we're going to declare over Oklahoma and Texas, and if you would please say, when you go to war in your land against the enemy that attacks you, then sound an alarm with trumpets so that you may be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies.
我们要来为德州以及奥克拉荷马州宣告下面的经文民数记十章第九节你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗就要用号吹出大声便在耶和华你们的神面前得蒙纪念也蒙拯救脱离仇敌我们要来取消火焰以及强风。
So, Father God, we cancel this wind.
天父，我们取消强风。
Speak to the storm, be still. We speak to the fire, we put you out. In the name of Jesus.
我们对强风说禁止吧。我们对火焰发话。奉耶稣基督的名，你们现在就熄灭。
We speak protection over the land of the red man from this eastern gate, that it will be safe in Yeshua's name.
我们宣告神的保护在原住民的土地上，保护东方的门户，奉耶稣基督的名宣告。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We lift up the persecuted church all over the world. Anoint us like Esther and Mordecai to bring the word of the Lord and to shift the atmosphere every place we live.
我们现在为全世界受迫害的教会祷告，求神恩膏我们，如同膏抹莫迪改与以斯帖一般。在我们所在的环境当中，用我们的口说出神要说的话，来改变我们的处境。
Now, we're going to release this anointing, but you have to understand that you're at war.
现在我将来释放这个恩膏， 但你首先必须明白，你现在所处的是一场战争。
You're not hearing me again. You have to understand that you're at war for your community. The scripture says the steps of a good and righteous man and woman are ordered of God. So where you live, that's where you have to battle.
拉比再次强调地说，你正处于战争当中，你是为了你的社群而战。诗篇37篇说，义人的脚步被耶和华立定，所以你必须为你所居住的地方而战。
If you don't battle for it, who's going to battle for it?
你被神恩膏，来为你所居住的地方挺身而战。若你不肯站出来，那还会有谁呢？
I'll never forget, right after October the 7th, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got on national television and he spoke, we are battling an Amalekite spirit.
我永远不会忘记，在10月7日事情发生的时候，以色列总理纳坦雅胡上了全国性的电视，他宣告以色列现在正在与亚玛力人的领征战。
That wisdom needs to be in our country, and that wisdom needs to be in our churches. Because if you don't understand an Amalekite spirit, then you won't understand the brutal nature and the severe nature of what we're battling.
在我们的国家，我们的教会都需要这样子的智慧，因为如果你没有辨认出亚玛力人的灵，那么你就不会意识到你所征战的对象有如何野蛮的本质。
All these students who are deceived do not understand an Amalekite spirit.
那些被欺骗而四处抗议的学生，他们并不认识亚玛力人的灵。
They don't understand that any of them, if we took them into Israel and released them at the border of Gaza, that they would not be alive within a 24-hour period of time.So they're battling for something that wants to kill them. But the reason they're perishing for lack of knowledge is because they don't understand what they're battling.
他们并不理解，若他们当中任何一个人被带到以色列与加萨的边境，他们会在24小时之内就会死亡，因为所征战的对象是要来杀死他们的。所以他们因无知识而灭亡的原因，是因为他们没有辨认出他们所对抗的是什么样的灵。
And I'd venture to say, and I pray tonight will open some eyes,But the majority of the church doesn't understand what it's battling.
我必须说，今日的主流教会也是如此。他们并没有明白他们所在对抗的是什么样的灵。我祷告今晚有许多属灵的眼睛被打开。
It's so busy fighting amongst itself, it's falling to the trick of the enemy to not be able to unify, which is this story. Purim is all about a small team unifying and canceling the total extinction of the Jewish people, which included there would have been no Messiah.
基督肢体掉入了仇敌的陷阱，忙着彼此斗争而忘了合一。然而普尔节的故事就是关于一小群人因着他们的合一而取消了仇敌，想要把整个犹太民族灭绝，甚至无法生出弥赛亚的计谋。
So don't think that your focus doesn't count, but you need the discernment. Lack of discernment is what's wearing you out. Because you're spending...What I call bandwidth in your mind, thinking about things that have nothing to do with what you're called to do.
所以不要小看你自己，你个人的对齐是有重大意义的，但是你必须要有属灵的洞察力。缺乏洞察力的结果就是你会将自己置身事外，因为你会将你的有限资源耗费在其他与你的生命呼召不相关的事物上。
And you're worried about things that you can't fix. You have to be focused on what God has called you to do so that you can make an impact.And we are in a season when you can make the biggest impact.
你会忧虑那些你无法解决的事情，你必须专注在神所呼召你做的事物上，发挥你的影响力。而此刻我们正是处于可以发挥最大影响力的季节。如果我们能够保持专注，并且降服于神
，Say, Lord, I'm going to stay focused and humble before the Lord.
所以让我们一起向着神说。神啊，我们要保持专注，并且在你面前降服。
So this shofar blast here is for you, that the Lord would settle you once and for all on this Purim, that you don't care what anybody else does, but the question is this, is deliverance going to come through you, or is the Lord going to find somebody else?
神将在今年的普尔节，一次解决在你过去的生命当中你总是眼光看着别人，在意别人在做什么事的这样的问题。你必须思考的是，神会透过你施行拯救，还是你希望神另找他人？
That's what's on the line.
这就是关键所在。
Because the Lord's going to win this battle. You just have to choose if you're going to be a part. And I'll do my best to kind of share prophetically what's happened here. But the key is you have to say yes.
因为无论如何，神是会赢得这场征战的。 但你必须选择你要不要成为当中的一份子。今天我会尽我所能的分享所有的启示，但关键是你必须对神说我愿意。
Mordecai did not force Esther. He said, here's the opportunity, and are you going to say yes, or do I look for somebody else?
莫迪改并没有强迫以斯帖接受这个任务，他对以斯帖说，这里有一个机会，你是要对神说愿意，还是我要去找别人？
And that's what the Lord's doing right now. And if you're online, go ahead and say in the comments, say, I'm saying yes.
这是神此时正在做的事。拉比鼓励线上收听的听众回应神说，是的，我愿意。
And you know what, you're going to be blessed. Because your provision and your protection is your ability to align and say yes. Amen.
你会被祝福的，因为神所要给你的保护以及供应将支持你回应神的呼召，并且对神说，是的，我愿意。
Father God, we decree and declare, let every wall come down now. We decree, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. I say yes, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.In me, in Yeshua's name. Let's give a great big shout.
天父，我们宣告并声明，让所有的高墙现在就倒下。我宣告我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。天父，谢谢你，我回应，是的，我愿意。愿你的旨意行在地上，在我这个身体上，如同行在天上。奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。让我们给神一个呼喊。
Let's give the Lord a great big hand clap.
让我们给神极大的掌声。
Let's welcome Pastor Tim and Sandy as they come up. How many are ready for Shabbat?
让我们来欢迎提姆牧师与山迪牧师夫妇。你们当中有多少人已经预备好要进入安息日了呢？此时拉比对提姆牧师夫妇说，真高兴见到你们。拉比说，他由于必须要非常的专注在以色列这趟旅程当中，所以他完全没有打开电视，也几乎没有与任何人联络。我们需要非常的专心，因为在我们所处的每一个会议当中，圣灵有他必须说的话，因为这旅程是有目的的。而我之所以可以如此专注的其中一个原因，是由于提姆牧师夫妇，我为此赞美神。我们信任他们夫妇会照管在这个家庭里面的羊群。这段时间所有我认识的人，无论是牧师或者是羊群们，都在经历一些试炼，因为仇敌恐惧教会将要被兴起，神正在属他的 Ecclesia 当中做巨大的工作。而在我们文化当中，我们会先观望，观望一下神所做的事，我喜欢或不喜欢。
So I'll warn you, if you're gonna you're probably gonna miss itYou're just going to have to trust the Lord that he's putting the people in his place. And I know you wanted your superhero to be the one, but he's raising up the ones, he's raising up the Esthers who would say yes and prepare, reset for the restoration.
但我要警告你，若你停下观望，品头论足，你可能会错失这个机会。你必须要信赖神会将他要使用的人放在位置上。我知道你们会希望心目中的英雄人物在那个位置上。但神所兴起的是那位对他说，是的，我愿意，并且已经预备好自己的以斯帖。
And as I prophesied at Gloria Zion at Rosh Hashanah, we are totally in the reformation of the one new man.
如同吹角节的时候我在荣耀锡安教会所说的，现在已经完全进入一个合一新人类的时代。
Because even the Israelis are embracing one new man across the board. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
拉比说，现在即使是以色列人也伸手欢迎一个合一新人类，就是犹太人与外邦人合一，拆毁中间隔断的墙的祝福。让我们给神一个呼喊。
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. We live in marvelous times.
安息日平安。提姆牧师说，我们现正处于一个奇妙的时间。
And we just witnessed something in the heavens gives us an indication of the season that we're in.
在普尔节的同时，我们也刚经历奇妙的天象，它正是对于我们现在所处的时间给予我们的邀请。
The fact that we had a blood moon last night, and it happens on a Purim.
昨晚是血月，而它正发生在普尔节，它并不寻常。
Currents, that's right. The Lord made, it says the sun, moon, and the stars, it says for signs. It's up to us if we will recognize those signs.
是神设置了日月星辰用它们来做记号，但能不能认出这些记号是我们的问题。
The fact that anytime that you have a lunar eclipse, it has to do with the nation of Israel and everything that has to do with the nation of Israel, which at this moment is still the United States.
任何时候有月食发生，它必定是与以色列这个国家相关，而在此刻与以色列这个国家相关的就是美国。
So for the United States to have a total eclipse over the entirety of the United States is also unusual, but for the Purim, it's an identifier.
这一次完整的月食发生的地区涵盖全美国，这并不寻常，而它的时间发生在普尔节，它就是一个用来辨识的符号了。
Identifies the spirit that we're battling.
它辨识出我们现在正在对抗的灵是哪一种灵。
In the ancient days of Mordecai and Esther, they were in Shushan, which was basically the present day Elam, also Persia, the prince of Persia. So we're really battling against the prince of Persia.
在以斯帖记，他们所处的苏珊城，也就是现今的伊朗波斯，所以基本上我们在对抗的是波斯的魔君。
Everything that you're seeing happen right now is because that spirit that is in Iran is still trying to do the same thing that, and is basically making the same statements that was made, you know, 2800 years ago. That plan has not changed, and that spirit has not changed.
你现在所看到的一切，是因为这个灵也在伊朗启动，这个灵依然想做一样的事，想发表一样的声明，与2700多年前如出一辙。他们的计划没有改变，而背后启动他们的灵也是一样的。
Generation will have to battle against the spirit of Amalek, and it's interesting that the name Amalek actually means a people who chops the head.
世世代代都要与之征战的亚玛利人的灵。有趣的是，亚玛利人这个名字所代表的意义，就是会把人的人头砍下来的人。
Pretty much an identifier. That's what you're battling against in the spirit realm.
这几乎可以完全帮助我们辨识出我们正在与之征战的灵是哪一个灵。
But the thing is that whenever you have an eclipse like this, it's a heads up for the people of God and for the nation of Israel to be awake and to be aware of the season that you're in and that we are in a season of warfare.
当我们有这样的月食发生的时候，是在唤醒神的百姓以及以色列当前所处的是一个征战的季节，也就是说此时我们正在战争中。
That season is not going to change, it's going to continue. And in fact, there is also another blood moon scheduled for next year on Purim at the same time.
这个季节不会改变，事实上它不会停止，因为在明年的同一个时间，在普尔节的时候，又会有另一个血月。
There are actually 8 events that happen between 2024 and 2026 that all happen on a feast day of the Lord.
事实上在2024到2026之间，一共有八个事件，有日食、月食，都发生在神的节期。
So, I think the Lord's trying to get our attention.
所以我认为神在引起我们的注意。
So, when you see this, it's a form or it's a sign that the judgment is here, and the judgment is either to for your good, so that you repent and return unto Him with all of your heart, or you can reject it, and that judgment ends up being a destruction.
所以当你看见有一些征兆代表审判即将来到，而审判要么对你有好处，因为你会悔改并转向神，或者你会选择拒绝，那么审判所带来的结果就是毁灭。
I choose the repentant side. Let's turn to the Lord with all of our hearts. Let's serve Him with everything we got and see the Lord flip the script as He did on Haman.
我要成为悔改的那一个人，将我们的心转向神，全心全意侍奉他，并且观看神如何的翻转脚本，如同他对哈曼所做的一样。此时会众说呜，就是祸灾。
And everything that he intended to do to the Jews came back on him and his family.
一切所有哈曼想对犹太人所做的事，都如同回旋镖一般打中自己的家族。
If you're ready for the Lord to flip the script for you and on your behalf, you can say the blessing with me as we light.
若你已经预备好要让神来为你的脚本翻篇，你可以跟我一起说下面的祷词。
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
Asher Kitchenu B'Mitzvotav.
Asher Kitchenu
B'Mitzvotav. Vizadanu.
Vizadanu.
Le'le. Ne'er Shel Shabbat. And now in English. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe.
创造宇宙万物的神，我们赞美你。
Who has sanctified us by your commandments and commanded us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
你用你的诫命分别了我们，并指示我们点起安息日的烛火。
So Father, tonight we rejoice. Father, that for such a time as this, you are awakening, Lord, your ecclesia, your body. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are awakening not only the church
Lord, in the West, in the United States, but Father, that you are awakening the people of Israel. And Father, I thank you that the blindness and the scales are coming from their eyes, and they are getting ready to welcome their Messiah.
天父，我们今晚欢欣来到你面前，为了现今的时刻，你正在唤醒你的肢体 Ecclesia。天父，我们感谢你，因为你在唤醒的不仅仅是西方的教会，还有以色列的百姓。那些使他们眼瞎的鳞片要掉下来，并且预备好要迎接弥赛亚。
We thank you, Lord, that this is being done in your time, on your schedule, and not on somebody else's trying to speed it up or slow it down. All this works in accordance with your will and your way.
天父，我们感谢你，因为这一切将在你的时间表当中完成，而非在任何人的时间表，或是在任何人试图想要让它提前发生的计划里。所有这一切都会按照你的旨意以及你的方式来完成。
Tonight we submit to your will and your way, and Father we say send your Holy Spirit to do its work upon us and all of those who turn to the Lord. May your power be manifest, and if you're in agreement you would say Amen.
天父，我们今晚降服自己与你的旨意与方式。天父，求你差遣圣灵在我们里面做工，所有愿意回转向你的人，愿你显现大能在他们里面。若你也同意，请跟我们一起说阿们。
Amen. Let's give Pastor Tim and Sandy a great big hand clap.
阿们，让我们给提姆牧师与山迪牧师夫妇一个掌声。
Hallelujah! It's so good to see all of you in the house of the Lord. You may be seated.
Hallelujah! 能够在神的家中见到大家，实在是太好了。
Chuck Pierce said about this Purim. He said it's a pivotal moment or a moed in a 10-year pay era.So let me break that down because some of you, so many new people watching us online.
使徒恰克皮尔斯针对5785年的普尔节，他说这是在十年期间口的纪元当中的顶点时刻，也可说是神预定好的顶点时刻。因为在线上收听的有许多新朋友，所以我将会再详细解释。
Pay is the Hebrew word for 80.
希伯来文 pay 所代表的是八十。
80, since we started 5780, would have been in 2019-2020.
我们是在2019到2020年之间进入了这个 pay 的纪元，也就是80的纪元。
And 80 is pay. Pay is the mouth.
80代表 pay, 而 pay 所代表的是口。
So we're in a season where we have 10 years where the Lord is dealing with the mouth.
所以在这个季节的十年当中，神要处理口的问题。
The 70s were the IN. We had 10 years where the Lord was dealing with the eyes and what you see.
再往前的十年，也就是5770年到5779年，70所代表的是 IN, 是眼睛。十年的时间，神要处理眼睛的问题，处理你眼睛所看、所专注在的。
If you look at what happened since 5780, we were dealing with COVID, and we were dealing with lockdowns, and we were dealing with the end of Donald Trump's first, and we shifted into the Biden administration and the things that were being said.
若你回顾5780年的开始，我们经历了新冠疫情以及期间的封锁。拉比的国家美国经历了川普总统的第一任任期结束，接着是拜登总统的上任。拉比说他之所以带我们回到上述的这些事件。
We're at 5785. So we are halfway, we're in the middle of a 10-year window of the Lord trying to teach us the importance of what we say.
此刻我们所处的时间是5785年，意思是在这十年神所要使用来教导我们注意我们口中所说的话。我们现在正处于这十年的窗口的一半。
Are you hearing me?I'm going to say it again. We're at the middle. And isn't it interesting that we're at the middle of five, where the five is grace? And so you're at a feast night where God is wanting to encourage you on the power of his grace to reveal to you the importance of you have what you say.
拉比再次的强调，我们正在十年窗口的一半，就是第五年，而五所代表的是恩典。在节期的夜晚，因着神恩典的大能，他要鼓励我们，并且向我们揭示管理好你的口的重要性。因为当你的口说出什么，他就会成就。
And out of a man's mouth he speaks, and that he says in Amos, and I do nothing without speaking it through my servant the prophet first.
而神也透过人的口说话。在阿摩斯书说，主耶和华若不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知，就一无所行。
So if you look at 80, there's been a huge assault on the prophets.
所以当我们来看80这十年，对先知的攻击是非常大的。此时拉比说他自己也遭受到极为野蛮的攻击。
So why did the enemy so attack the prophets? Because the enemy knows that we are in a 10-year window, that if we're going to dethrone this Amalekite, this spirit, that we're going to have to do it with our mouth.
为什么仇敌需要猛烈攻击先知们呢？因为仇敌他知道神的百姓正处于这十年的窗口当中。若我们要迎击亚玛利人的灵，我们必须要使用的兵器是我们的口。
We're going to have to proclaim and decree where the Lord tells us to proclaim and decree.
我们必须宣告并宣令。拉比再一次的说，我们必须在神要我们宣告并宣令的地方去宣告跟宣令。
That's why Chuck and Dutch, they have a book that they wrote where they went to all 50 states and said prophetically, that's what this state is. Why did they bring that roadmap to us? The reason they brought that roadmap to us is so that wherever you're living, you need to be taking down that spirit. It's your responsibility because God put you there.
使徒恰克与达屈两个人合写了一本书，是关于他们两人到美国的50个州，在每一个地方先知性的宣告这个州的身份。为什么他们要做下这属灵的地图呢？因为无论你住在哪一个地方，你都必须与那地的灵征战并且得胜，因为是神将你放在那里，所以这是你的责任。
And I want to say this, you have to work with the gatekeepers that God chooses in the area that have the portal to be able to have the altar to pull down the structure.
你必须去与神所选择设立在当地的门户守望者合作，因为他们所在的地方将形成一个对天的门户，而他们所设立属神的祭坛，使得邪恶的架构得以被摧毁。
You have to understand the apostolic. I'm not trying to get too deep here, but the reason we don't get the results and the deliverables is because we don't do it God's way.
拉比说，我们之所以没有果效的原因，是因为我们不照神的方式做事。
In the beginning of the service, there's two things. God is not a man that he should lie, and God's not going to change. And so we're perishing for lack of knowledge. If you want results to protect your family and results to prosper, then you need to invest in doing it God's way.
如同我在聚会一开始所说的，关于神的两个事实：神非人，他不致说谎；神是永不改变的神。所以我们因无知识而灭亡。如果你想要有果效地保护你的家庭并且昌盛的话，那么你得照神的方式来做。
So pay means the mouth or an extension of word, vocalization, speech, but pay also means the breath.
Pay 所代表的意义是口，是延伸出来的话或者是发出来的声音。 Pay 还可以表示呼吸的意思。
So we're in a 10-year season of time where God is saying you need to speak outWhat God is asking you to speak, when He's asking you to speak it.
我们所处的这十年，神告诉我们，我们必须将神要我们说的话大声说出来。
Now, I'm not going to go into all the things that happened on this trip because I'm going to do that next week, but you need to understand that in 2011, in Pennsylvania, Tom and Jane Hammond spoke a word over Christy and I.
关于以色列之行的更多细节，我会在下周一并分享。但我现在要告诉你们，在2011年，有一对夫妇汤姆与珍妮·哈曼，他们在宾州对我与克里斯蒂发了预言。
We did not know them. They did not know us. We were at a conference. We were speaking together at the conference, and the leader Gary Midrick asked them to prophesy over Christy and I, and they put it on a CD.
事实上，我们并不认识他们夫妇，他们也不认识我们。我们都是受邀在一个研讨会上面发言。当时会议的领袖邀请汤姆与珍妮·哈曼夫妇为我跟克里斯蒂发预言，并将之收录在光盘之中。
And to find that CD right before this trip, we listened to it. In fact, we gave it to Pastor Tim and Sandy, and we actually sent it now. We're friends with the Hammonds, and we sent it to them, and it blew them away because they prophesy all the time. And I can tell you, literally everything from 2011 that they prophesied happened on this trip in one week.
正当我们这次要起身往以色列之前，我们找到了这张光盘。我们在听了之后，也给提姆牧师听， 并且把它传给现在已经是我们朋友的哈曼夫妇听，这使他们大为震撼，因为他们总是在发预言。他们在2011年所发的所有预言都在这趟以色列之行一个星期当中全部发生。
And the lesson of it is, you get prophesied over 5 years ago. Meanwhile, what the enemy will do is take you and to get distracted and forget it. That's why you need to journal.
从这里我们所学习到的就是，当你在5年前领受了关于你自己的预言，仇敌所会做的事就是让你失焦忘记。所以这也是为什么你需要记下来。
The Lord says, put me in the remembrance of my word. And the reason why so many words don't come to pass is because you forget them.
所以神在圣经说你可以提醒我。之所以有这么多话被说出但是没有被实现，是因为你忘记这些话了。
So Purim is a feast, Esther chapter 9.
关于普尔节这个节期，我们来读以斯帖记第九章。
It says, and Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters to all the Jews, near and far, who were in the province of King Ahasuerus, to establish amongst them that they should celebrate yearly on the 14th and the 15th day of the month of Adar, which we are doing right now. Say, I'm here.
以斯帖记九章二十节，莫迪改记录这事，写信于亚哈随鲁王各省远近所有的犹大人，嘱咐他们每年守亚达月14、15两日。这就是我们现在正在做的事。让我们跟神说，我在这里。
Verse 22 says, and the days on which the Jews had rest from their enemies. I pray in Yeshua's name that this message will anoint you to give you rest from your enemies.
第二十二节，以这月的两日为犹大人脱离仇敌得平安。奉耶稣基督的名我祷告，今晚的信息所带来的恩膏使你脱离仇敌得平安。
I can tell you, I personally, I should have jet lag right now, and I don't, and Christy does not.But the reason we can get off the plane because the Lord supernaturally has given us rest from our enemies. That's spiritual.
此时拉比说，依照常理，他们夫妇昨晚才下飞机，现在应该是会有时差的。但是他跟克里斯蒂都没有时差，因为神超自然的让他们脱离仇敌，进入安息。
That's spiritual.
这是属灵的，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战。
But it goes on and says about this feast that will give rest.Rest from our enemies as the month which we have turned our sorrow into joy.
经文二十二节的后半部说，这是转忧为喜、转悲为乐的吉日。
So this is a month where he says you need to get healed from what you went through last month, which was extremely painful. But you have to intentionally, on purpose, at this month to be healed from your sorrow so that you can have joy.So that when you go into Passover, you're not sitting at the Passover table all wounded. You're ready to receive the power of the four cups and the nine blessings of Passover.
这个月你必须从上个月份所经历的痛苦当中得医治。你要从你的忧伤当中恢复，好让你充满喜乐的来参加逾越节。你不会暗暗捂着自己的伤坐在餐桌，而是你已经预备好要来领受逾越节的四个杯以及九个祝福。
You're also bringing your blessing, your offering for Passover, and you don't need to be sowing the most important financial breakthrough seed when you're wounded and offended. Because Jesus said, if you are, you should just keep it because it's not going anywhere.
当你在逾越节需要撒下你最大的财务的种子，以经历财务的突破的时候，你不会带着受伤以及被冒犯的心，因为倘若你是用这样的心来献礼物，如同耶稣所说的，你的礼物没有办法达到神的面前。
Hello,
拉比提醒大家，听到了吗
？It says to turn from sorrow to joy for them, and from mourning to a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting, joy, and sending presents to one another and gifts to the poor.
以斯帖记九章二十二节，以这月的两日为犹大人脱离仇敌得平安，转忧为喜，转悲为乐的吉日。在这两日设宴欢乐，彼此馈送礼物，周济穷人。
One of the most emotional, I would say, Frost could agree, was to be at a hospital in a Orthodox community, and it's called a D.
拉比说，这趟旅程当中最令人感动的时刻，就是他们到了正统教派社区里面一个叫做阿蒂的医院。此时拉比表示，在台下他们一起同行到以色列的团员一定也同意他所说的。
have a hospital where they minister at the highest level to children with special needs. And I'm talking on respirators, in mechanical wheelchairs, from newborns all the way up to age 30.
这个医院所照顾的是有重度照顾需求的孩童，这指的是那些必须戴上呼吸器、必须仰赖机械轮椅、有特别照顾需要的零岁到三十岁的孩童。
And we celebrated Purim at a D. We hired a clown. We do it every year. We brought all the party favors you can. But the biggest thing is we showed up.
我们在 a D 庆祝普尔节，我们雇用了小丑。事实上，我们每一年都如此做。我们带上了所有开派对所需用的物品，而这当中最有重大意义的是我们的出现。
Now you have to understand, when we started helping Adi, I think 15 years ago, we were not allowed, our first time we came, we were not allowed except in the entryway, and we left our gifts because it was Orthodox and we're not Orthodox. We couldn't even go in the building.
拉比继续解释，当这个事工15年前刚开始帮助 Adi 这个医院的时候，他们是不被允许进入医院的。第一次的时候，他们只能把东西放在门口，连建筑物都不可以进去。原因在于这是正统教派所属的地方，而拉比本身并不属于正统教派。
And now we have a delegation going in to all the rooms and even those on life support, and they had us go. Why? Because they know that we are carrying the power of God.
但反观今日，我们有整个代表团进入这医院。可以去到每一个房间，甚至是那些装着生命维持器的人的房间。为什么？因为他们知道我们身上带着神的大能。
But what a way to celebrate and sing and blow up balloons with these special needs children.
还有什么是与这些特殊需要的孩童一起庆祝、歌唱、一起吹气球更好的庆祝普尔节的方式？
Your gift made a way for that to happen.
你所给的礼物开了门，使这一切能够发生。
15 years of visiting there. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times, the Lord says, I will give you the increase little by little.
15年来的参访，有时候神说我会一点一点的增加给你。
So, this is a word the Lord's given me for the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel is experiencing a time reminiscent of the story of Esther, where faith, courage, and divine intervention play a critical role in ensuring its survival and prosperity, just as Queen Esther stood in the gap for her people.
这是神所给予我关于以色列的话。以色列正在经历一段令人想起以斯帖记的时期。在这故事当中所展现的信心、勇气以及神的干预，是他们能够存活以及昌盛的最主要关键。也如同故事当中的皇后以斯帖，她必须为她的人民挺身而出。
Israel is standing in the gap not just for their people. Israel is standing in the gap for all the nations of the earth. Now this will never happen, but you need to understand this. If Israel was to lose their battle and lose their position, that the whole world would collapse.
让我这么说，以色列不仅仅是要为他的人民挺身而出，同时以色列也必须为地上的列国挺身。虽然下面这件事绝不会发生，但我要说，假设以色列在征战当中输掉了，失去了他的身份，那么整个世界都会崩塌，无以为继。
You need to understand that forefront there at what's happening in Israel is holding back the powers of that Amalekite spirit that is alive and well and still battling, and it wants to remove all the infidels.
你要明白，以色列如同在前线，在以色列所发生的事情，是在阻止亚玛利人的灵，而这个灵不会停止，他们已经布局好，并且他们要消灭所有不信奉他们的人。
And Israel is anointed to bring us that victory in Yeshua's name.
然而以色列是被恩膏来赢得这场征战的，奉耶稣基督的名。
The Lord says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and the Lord says, I will bless those who bless Israel. You have to have a bridge, and you have to have a connection.
神说为耶路撒冷求平安，为以色列祝福的我也要祝福他，所以你需要一个中间的桥梁，也表示你需要连接中间的人脉。
The key to spiritual warfare in 35 years of doing it, just I'm talking from experience, and we've done warfare, and we've ministered successfully in Indonesia, a Muslim country, we've ministered in Africa and Asia, and the key is for success is always, Pastor Tim knows this,You always have to find out who the gatekeeper is and get their alignment, find out what they want to do. And you agree, first of all, you have to find somebody you can agree with, but you need the blessing of the gatekeeper.
这一段拉比说到，根据他35年属灵征战的经验，其中拉比曾在穆斯林国家印度尼西亚有非常成功的服事，他也曾在非洲国家还有亚洲国家服事。从这些经验当中，要成功的打赢属灵征战的第一要件，是在于你必须找到当地的门户守望者是谁，并且与他们想要做的事情对齐。当然，首先你必须考虑的是，他们所做的事是不是你能够对齐的。然而，你需要从当地的门户守望者所带给你的祝福。
And if you don't get the blessing and the agreement of the gatekeeper, then there's huge fallout in spiritual warfare, and the backlash is worse. Personally, if I don't have the alignment with the gatekeeper, I'm not going in.
倘若你没有得到当地门户守望者所给你的祝福，并且与他们对齐的话，所会经历的将是很大的争吵以及反弹的属灵征战。所以就我个人而言，若我没有与当地的门户守望者达成一致性的话，我是不会前往的。
That's why I can say this ministry as you're covering, we can keep you safe, because you need to know we've understood that for over 30 years.
这也是为什么我可以告诉你，身为你们的遮盖的这个事工，我们会保证你们的安全。你们必须明白这点，因为我们已经有超过30年的经验。
We were trained up.
我们被训练得很好。
So I want to share just briefly some new alignments that have happened for the future because we're in this 10-year season of time.
我要简略地分享一下，我们这一次针对未来有一些新的连结与对齐，因为这是10年的窗口。
But you also need to understand that everything I'm going to share.Is because of your giving and your gifts.
同时，我也要你知道，下面我所要分享的每一件事情之所以能够达成，都是因为你的奉献以及给予。
I'm going to say it again. If you were not giving and you were not bringing gifts and those gifts weren't manifesting, then what I'm going to share with you would never happen because the gift made a way.
此时，拉比再说一遍：如果不是你们的给予以及你们献上的礼物发生了功效，那么我所要分享的这一切都不会发生，因为你的礼物为你开路。
Do we understand that principle?
Yes.
Because a lot of times people don't understand. We're a humanitarian, you know, congregation. We're a one new man humanitarian congregation. But we have apostolic calls to the nation of Israel. But you can't function to get the gatekeepers in alignment unless your gift is made away.
这样你们了解吗？我们是一个人道救援组织，我们是一个由合一的新人类所组成的人道救援组织，但我们有着在以色列地区的使徒性呼召。但是以上这些，倘若我们没有与当地连结，并且双方达成一致性的话，那么我们完全没有办法发挥作用。因着你们所奉献的礼物，为我们打开了这些门。
That gift is what you sow, and that's made it away.
你们撒种进入到这个事工的礼物为我们开了门。
So on this trip for this next season of time you have to align with the government that's there now not who you knew then.
在这趟旅程当中，为了下一个季节，我们所必须对齐的对象是现在的政府，而不是过去的政府。
Does that make sense?
这样有合理吗？
So the first thing is we receive blessings from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah Netanyahu.
所以第一件事情，我们所收到的祝福是来自于以色列总理班哲明·纳坦雅胡以及他的妻子莎拉·纳坦雅胡。
Why were we blessed in the land by the prime minister and his wife?
为什么我们会受到以色列总理纳坦雅胡夫妇的祝福呢？
Sarah Netanyahu, her favorite ministry and all of Israel is Yeladim, and we have been supporting Yeladim for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years.
那是因为总理的妻子莎拉·纳坦雅胡，她在以色列全地最喜爱的事工就是耶勒定的事工，而我们已经长期支援耶勒定这个事工10年或12年了。
And we met with our safe house girls, and one of them who was with us actually, I guess 10 years ago, she's been with us 11 tomorrow. She actually came and shared with the new girls that are in the program how without the help of Yeladim, she wouldn't be probably where she is today and how the program made such a difference.
大家记得柯兰卓事工中途之家的女孩们吗？她们当中的一个女孩在10年前曾经住在我们的中途之家。她回来与新到的女孩们分享，倘若没有这个事工的支持，她的人生会完全不一样。
We were asked 11 years ago from Prime Minister Netanyahu's office, and I didn't know that until this trip, but it was the prime minister's wife, Sarah, who asked us that they wanted Christian participation.
在11年前，来自于总理纳坦雅胡办公室的邀请，事实上是总理的妻子莎拉的邀请。我一直到这次以色列之行才知道这件事，因为莎拉纳坦雅胡希望有基督徒参与这个事工。
So since we have participated, quote again, I'm talking to somebody, 11 years, that now on this trip, they bless us. So I think we would all agree that the prime minister is the gatekeeper of Israel.
在我们参与了11年之后，在这一趟以色列之行，总理纳坦雅胡祝福了我们。我想大家都可以同意，以色列这个门户的守望者就是他的总理纳坦雅胡。
So when you're going into Israel to do warfare, then you need the prime minister to say, I recognize and bless the ministry.
所以当你要进入以色列这个国家进行属灵征战的时候，你需要他的总理出来说，我认识并祝福这个事工。
In charge, the second most powerful person in Israel is the Minister of Strategies or Strategic Affairs, which is Ron Dermer.
在以色列权力排名第二位的就是战略事务部的部长德尔默。
Who is the former minister, former ambassador from Israel to the United States.
他是前以色列驻美国大使。
And we were blessed to have a two-hour meeting with him on the strategic plans of what Israel is going to deal with.
我们很幸运的有两个小时的时间与德尔默就目前以色列所必须面对战略性的计划有一些讨论。
And if you're going to do spiritual warfare, you have to know how do you stand, and if you're not communicated with the strategy of who you're standing with, you can't do spiritual warfare, you have to have communication.
当你要进行属灵征战，倘若你跟你要与他一同征战的伙伴没有战略上的沟通，那么你无法进行征战。
So we were blessed to have a two-hour communication into what has happened and where it's going.
所以我们很幸运的有两个小时的会议时间，就已经发生的状况以及未来可能的进展有一些讨论。
Third, in charge in the United States is the Knesset speaker or the president of the Knesset, and we were able to have a meeting with him in the Knesset and receive his blessing.
第三项是我们有机会在以色列国会。与以色列对美的发言人代表有一个会议，并且领受到他对我们的祝福。
You're going to communicate, you have to communicate. All media communication is under his authority, and you have to have his blessing.
因为当我们要跨入媒体事工，所有的媒体都在他的权柄之下，所以我们需要得到权柄的祝福。
Fourth in charge is the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and we got to be able to receive his blessing.
第四号人物是以色列的外交部长，我们也得到了从他而来的祝福。
So from one, two, three, and four, and then you would say, well, what does that produce?
我们见了一二三四四号人物，那你会问，这会带来什么结果呢？
Say, what that produces is a meeting with Channel 14.
它所带来的结果就是我们得以和以色列的14频道有一个会谈。
Which is the largest conservative television network with over a million, reaches over a million viewers, and it would be like the Fox News of Israel. Not only did we have a meeting with them, but they have sent an email and they want us to collaborate to be able to speak intothe second largest and the most large conservative television network in Israel. So you give the Lord a hand clap.
14频道是以色列最大的保守派新闻台，有超过百万的收看者。它在以色列的地位有点像在美国的福斯新闻台。我们不仅是与14频道有一个会议，随后他们寄了邮件来邀请我们，使我们得以在以色列第二大的电视台，并且是第一大的保守派电视台来发出声音。让我们一起给神一个掌声。
The reason I'm sharing this with you is all this was prophesied in 2011, but now it's happening now.
今天我之所以跟大家分享这些，是因为这些是在2011年被发出来的预言，而现在全部都成就了。
Encouraging all of you who have had prophetic words from a long time ago, you have to hold on to the vision of what God has called you to do.
所以我要鼓励那些已经在许久以前领受预言的人，你要坚持在那些神所对你发出预言的呼召意向上。
We were there, we dedicated the largest memorial park in Israel, which CLM built through Sam Philippe. in the city of El Adamim, and it's called the Swords of Iron Park.
我们之所以来到以色列，是因为我们要将铁剑纪念公园献上给神。这个位于 El Adamim 的纪念公园是由克兰卓士工所兴建。
At the Swords of Iron Park, five mayors showed up. They never show up in, together.
先后五位市长同时出现在铁剑纪念公园，这是过去从未发生的。
But also one of the ministers that was there.Is the minister over the park's authority.
来参与的还有一个公园管理局部长。
And so they instructed us is that if we put up a flagpole,
所以他交代我们，如果我们放上旗杆
with an Israeli flag, which we were going to do anyway,
然后挂上以色列国旗，事实上我们本来就要这么做。
He said, we will actually decree that your park that CLM has built, that the donors have built in the El Adamim, we will register it as a national park.So this will be the first Christian organization having a national recognized park.
这位国家公园管理局部长就说，那么我们就会宣告你们的公园就是由克兰卓士工由奉献者所捐赠在 El Adamim 的这个公园注册成为国家公园。所以这是第一个由基督徒所组成的组织在以色列拥有国家认证的公园。
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
让我们给神一个呼喊。
And because of that, you know, Israel's a small community and the phones ring, we were able to get an interview with one of the hostage survivors.
随着这件事所带来的，我们得以与人质当中的幸存者有机会进行一个访谈。
And we'll go into that next Friday.
我们将在下周五进行。
But what happened from that is that there's a grassroots organization and they have 6 million members in...Standing for the hostage survivors.
随之而来的是一个名为草根的组织，他们有600万的会员，声援以色列被掳的人质。
And they have asked us for CLM to collaborate with them as well.
他们也来邀请我们，就是克兰卓士工与他们合作。
So give the Lord a shout.
让我们给神一个呼喊。
5785, Israel is standing in the gap for her people.
以色列必须为他的百姓挺身而出。
And then we need to stand not just to fulfill Bible prophecy.
而我们也需要站立的原因不仅仅是为了要实现圣经的预言。
To stand because God, maybe not all of you, but I think most of you, God's calling you in a unique way to stand with Israel.
更是因为我们当中许多人，或许不是每一个人。都被神呼召，独特的方式来与以色列同站立。
I think we understand that when they win, we win.
我相信我们都明白，当以色列得胜，我们也得胜。
And I don't want to say the other, because it's not going to happen.
我不想说相反的情况，因为那不会发生的。
So I want to talk to you prophetically about the church and Esther.
所以我现在要从先知性的角度来谈一下教会与以斯帖。
The church today is much like Esther in the Bible.And holds profound responsibility to stand in the gap, advocating for truth and justice, interceding for the well-being of Israel and the nation.
今日的教会就如同圣经当中的以斯帖，有极重的责任要在破口挺身站立，并坚持真理与公义，为以色列与国家代祷。
This is a sacred calling. It invites believers to embrace with courage and to seek divine guidance.
这是一个神圣的呼召。要回应这呼召的信徒必须带着勇气并愿意寻求神的指引
Act in unwavering faith.
再加上不动摇的信心
We need this today.
这是我们今日所需要的
During Purim 5785 The church is called to embody the spirit of Mordecai.
在5785年的普尔节教会被呼召要来体现莫迪改的灵
I pray and decree over the nations of the earth that the prophets who have been wounded since 2020To rise up and to shake off the dust of offense, and to rise up and speak boldly like a Mordecai to your Esthers.
我祷告并宣告，全地所有在2020年以来受到创伤的先知们兴起吧，甩掉你身上因着被冒犯而沾染的灰尘，兴起来对你的以斯帖说话，就如同莫迪改一般。
To be empowered in this season of time, because the Lord is calling the Daniels.He is calling the Esthers. He is calling the Jeremiahs. He is calling the Mordecais to rise up in this hour.
你要在这个季节与时间被赋予能力，因为神正在这个时刻 呼召但以理们，神正在呼召以斯帖们，神也在呼召耶利米们以及莫迪改们。
Because that spirit of Mordecai acts as a prophet and it proclaims God's message over Israel and the nations.
因为莫迪改的灵以先知的角色运作，他宣告了神对以色列以及列国所要布达的信息。
And the time to favor Zion is now.
因为现在是连续锡安的时候了。
So I want to just do a brief review at this time, switching gears.Just a brief review of, let's start in December 1, 2019.
让我们从12月1号2019年开始回顾。
I'm not a newscaster. I'm blessed that the conservative channel in Israel wants me to speak into the network.
拉比说，我不是一个新闻播报员，但我很幸运。以色列属于保守派的新闻台邀请我去做分享。
They don't want American news. What they want is spiritual interpretation of what's happening in Zion.
他们并不想知道美国的新闻。他们想要的是关于锡安所发生的事情的属灵解释。
And I said, yes, I could do that.
所以我回复好的，这我可以做。
Because I'm not a newscaster, that's not my anointing. My anointing is to, well, I'm going to share this. And this is my gift from the Lord, I have to stay in my lane.
因为我并没有领受播报新闻的恩膏，我的恩膏在于分享这些属灵的洞见，所以我必须专心地留在属于我的跑道。
So in December 1, around that time, 2019, what starts is COVID.
在2019年的12月1号是新冠疫情开始的日子。
And so now we're going into 5780, which is the pay.
接着进入5780年，80代表的是口。
What did COVID do? COVID sent a large signal to everybody, this.
新冠疫情对我们做了什么呢？新冠疫情对我们发出了一个讯号，要每一个人做这件事。此时拉比将手捂住他的口。
Cover your mouth.
盖住你的口。
Don't unify. Stay at home.
不要合一，乖乖地待在你家。
Don't assemble.
不要聚会。
Are you hearing me?
你听懂了吗？
But it's amazing that that pandemic was an attack to cover our mouths, and that it hit right before we were going into a 10-year period where the Lord wanted to empower our mouths.
令人惊讶的事实是，疫情的大爆发是一场为了捂住我们的口而发动的战争，而它被启动的时间点站在神要我们使用我们的口来发话的纪元开始之前。接着我们来看以斯帖记三章一到二节。这事以后，亚哈随鲁王抬举亚甲族哈米大他的儿子哈曼，使他高升，叫他的爵位超过与他同事的一切臣宰。在朝门的一切臣仆都跪拜哈曼，因为王如此吩咐，唯独莫迪改不跪不拜。
So what happened at the beginning of the pay? In January 20th, 2021, 5782, President Biden moves into the presidency.
那么在口的纪元一开始发生什么事呢？在2021年的1月20号，拜登就任美国总统。
We've got 5 years. Did we really learn from the 5 years? Because we got 5 years more to go.
我们是否在已经过去的五年当中学习到什么呢？因为我们还有剩下的五年要走。
And cancel culture rises up to be popular, and it's fueled by social media amplification. And from that comes a spirit, come on, of a public outrage.Allowing widespread judgment and reactions to perceived offenses over identity.
拉比继续描述，在他的国家，他所观察到的，借着社群媒体的推波助澜，取消文化开始盛行。从那时开始，有一个公众的群体愤怒的灵发生，他允许广泛的散布论断及审判的行为，持续的对身份来进行攻击。
So now.Shut up.
先是闭嘴
and then fight about it.
然后争吵
and then everyone gets to identify whatever they want, not according to what God says.
接着是人爱怎么定义自己就怎么定义自己，不需要按照神所说的。
You understand this is the Purim message.
你是否明白这就是普尔节的信息？
The Purim message is Esther had to be quiet for her identity until it was time to be ready, but then she had to say.Well, I'm a Jew, and you may kill me.
普尔节的信息是，以斯帖必须对他的身份保密，一直到时机到了，他必须说我是个犹太人，你也可能会因此杀了我。
But I'm going to stand up for the Jews.
但我要为了犹太人，也就是我的同胞来站立。
Because don't think if you don't that you're going to be safe. There's already anti-Semitism rising up in the church.
因为倘若你不与犹太人同站立，你自己也不会安全。反犹主义已经在教会当中兴起。
One of the things I had to talk to these ministers about is that you have to understand that coming through the legacy media and the woke social media and TikTok and etc. and all these things, that what you're getting there is not the perception. We had to be there to represent you and what's really the grassroots of the heart of America.
拉比说有一些我必须在这里对这个事工所说的话，就是当你们透过传统媒体、抖音等社交媒体所得到的，并不仅仅是一种感知，而是我们必须代表你们去到那里，展现真正美国新的根基。
And they were all glad to hear it.
而相信我，他们真的很高兴能够听到我们的分享。
But we need to understand that all of this started at the pay.
我们必须明白这一切都从pay开始，就是口。
The reason it started is because the enemy knows if you can get offended in your heart, then you'll be offended with your mouth, and if you can't say what God says, you're not effective.
它之所以会发生，是因为仇敌知道，当你的心被冒犯，你的口也会被冒犯。而当你没办法说出神要你说的话，那你就没有果效。
So now I know you know the in this audience in this house you know the Purim story.
我知道在这个会场，每个人都知道普尔节的故事。
Go on with the prophetic word the Lord gave me while I was in Jerusalem.
但我要分享，当我在耶路撒冷的时候，神所给我的先知性启示。
You have to understand that the king's heart was evil. He's not an evil king, but he's deceived to think that Haman is the right man for the job.
你必须明白王的心是邪恶的，并非他是一个邪恶的王，而是他的心被欺骗了，以至于他觉得哈曼是适合那个位置的人。
What has to happen is the prophet Mordecai has to rise up and bring the revelation to the king that he chose the wrong guy.
所以莫迪改要兴起如同先知，带着启示告诉王他选择错人了。
So it wasn't a politician's job.He said, I'm going to Esther, and Esther will be put into the position of influence to be able to reveal to him that he's chose the wrong guy.
所以什么是政治家的职责？他会去找以斯帖，并且把以斯帖放在有影响力的位置。以斯帖将会告诉王，他选择错人了。
It's the church in Russia that needs to rise up and tell the Russian government, who when I met with, Christine, I met with the Renners, to find out that over 80% of the government that Putin has in Russia...Are Jews.
拉比举例说，俄罗斯的教会应当兴起，将该说的谏言告诉俄罗斯政府。我和克里斯蒂从格雷格赖纳那边得知，俄罗斯的政府官员当中有80%是犹太人。
But it's the Jews and the empowerment of the ecclesia that need to speak to the Russian people that when they make the wrong choice, it's not going to come from the United States. It's going to come from the ecclesia in that land.You chose the wrong God.
是在俄罗斯的犹太人以及被赋予能力的 Ecclesia 必须来告诉俄罗斯的人民，你们做错了选择。这不会由美国来告知，而必须是由当地的 Ecclesia 来告知你们做错选择了。
It's going to come from the church in Asia. You chose the wrong God. It's going to come from the church in Europe. Guess what? We really chose the wrong God.
所以这样的谏言会从教会而来。亚洲的教会会疾呼我们选错人了，在欧洲的教会也要疾呼我们真的选错人了。
It's going to come up and in South America and Brazil, we chose the wrong person. It's going to rise up in Canada, we chose the wrong guy.
在巴西，他们会说我们选错人了；在加拿大，他们也会说我们真的选错人。
We need to understand that we need spirit-filled, confident warriors that know the word of God and know how to speak for God and be able to decree for God.
我们要明白，我们真正需要圣灵充满、有自信的战士。他们明白神的真理，并知道如何的为神发话，并且将神的话宣告出来。首先上天上法庭宣告，然后对土地宣告。
Say, Lord, get me ready.
我们说，神，请把我预备好。以斯帖记四章12-14节，人就把以斯帖这话告诉莫迪改。 莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说，你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人，免得这祸。这时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会吗？
And I believe as I look across this room and I look at those who are following this ministry, I want you to hear this. Thus saith the Lord, you have been called for such a time as this.
拉比说，我相信在这会堂里面的所有人，以及在线上收听跟随我们事工的伙伴们，我要你们听见，这是神所要对你们所说的话。你们是为了现今的机会而被呼召的。
He's called you.
神已呼召你。
You just have to say yes. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. You have been called for such a time as this.
你只需要对神说我愿意。我不在乎你是多大的年纪，你就是为了现今的机会而被神呼召的。
And the key between now, Passover, and Pentecost, Shavuot, is preparation.
而回应呼召的关键，从现在此刻开始，到逾越节。到五旬节、七七节，你所需要做的就是预备。
That's why we do goals to grow.
这就是为什么我们制作目标成长手册的原因。
And you don't need any distraction. Right now, you need to write the plan, speak the plan, wait on the plan, and activate the plan.
你不要被任何事分心了。此刻你需要写下你的计划，宣告你的计划，等候你的计划，并且启动你的计划。
We have a choice to prepare our hearts to reclaim the promise.To rebuild the heritage, restore the land, and have courage to speak and stand in the unity with truth.
我们可以选择来预备我们的心，去寻回属于我们的应许，去重建我们的产业，恢复我们的土地，并有勇气来说出真理，与真理来对齐。
We have to take back what the enemy stole.
我们必须夺回所有仇敌偷走的。
And we need to understand that we need to say what God tells us to say.But the key is in the right spirit and when he tells us to say.
我们要明白，我们必须说出神要我们说的话，而关键是，当神要我们说的时候，我们要有一个正确的灵。以斯帖记四章十五、十六节，以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改说：“你当去招聚苏珊城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食。然后我违例进去见王，我若死就死吧。”
That means you're sold out.
代表你已经没有后路了。
But you also know that you need a community that's in agreement with you that will fast and pray with you.
但同时也代表你必须有伙伴。能够一同进食并且为你祷告。
You have to have people around you that will fast and pray, that believe in you and your calling.
在你身边你必须有一些人是愿意为你祷告与进食，他们信任你，也信任你的呼召以及集体的呼召。
I will say this, God's doing one thing in the earth right now, and we need to be plugged into that.
神现在正在地上做一件事，而我们必须与他对接。
I personally think inside the ecclesia things are too scattered. I think we need to focus on what God wants to do right now in 2025.
个人认为在神的 ecclesia 当中，我们所做的事情太分散了。我认为我们应该聚焦在2025年现在神要我们所做的事。而我认为中东是关键。
Because if we don't win the war in the Middle East, then we're going to win it, then we'll lose all the other wars.
因为假如我们没有在中东赢得征战，那其他的征战我们也会输。
Amen. I think we can agree on that.
阿们吗？我相信大家是同意的。所以以斯帖记三章十三节，交给异族传道王的各省，吩咐将犹大人无论老少妇女孩子，在一日之间，十二月，就是亚达月十三日，全然剪除，杀戮灭绝，并夺他们的财为掠物。这就是去年十月七号在以色列所发生的事。
People always say, like, well, you went to Israel all last week and you weren't putting stuff on social media and you weren't this and that. But you have to understand that we understand that one of the ways Hamas knew where to attack is because they got all their information off Israel's social media.
你要知道，当你到以色列旅游，你可能会在社群媒体上贴上各样的资料。这就是哈马斯收集要在哪里攻击以色列资料的方法。
So you need to be careful what you publish.
所以你要注意你贴在社群媒体上面的资料是什么。
And they don't need to know we're there. We'll publish it all next week and it's too late because now we're back.
拉比说他们不需要知道我在那里，而当我贴文的时候我已经回来了。
Are you hearing me? They can't sabotage you. They can't stop it.
你听见我说了吗？他们无法对你进行破坏，也无法阻止你。
On the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and it says also to plunder their possessions. And that's what they've done. That's why our ministry went to the south, and we also went to the north.
十三节就是亚达月十三日全然剪除、杀戮、灭绝，并夺他们的财为掠物。这就是那一天所发生的事。所以我们的事工到了以色列的南边，也去了北边，是非常北的北边。你也要知道，他们掠夺了人的财物，所以在你离开家500天之后，你被告知可以回家了。但你要怎么回家呢？你的冰箱坏了，你的洗碗机坏了，你家的墙被射出一个大洞。我曾经到了一个房子，它被飞弹攻击过，锁在墙上留下了一个洞，几乎等于一辆车的车库那么大。所有的东西不仅是被烧焦，而是烧到里面都白了。当飞弹射入而爆炸的时候，基本上所有东西都被烧尽。
We went to a home of Lebanese Christians.
我们到了一个黎巴嫩基督徒的家。
And the husband is wounded from the war, is in a wheelchair. He's Lebanese, and the reason they let him stay in Israel is because he fought with the IDF and got wounded.
这个家的丈夫因为在战争中受伤，所以坐在轮椅中。他之所以会被允许居住在以色列，是因为他与以色列国防军 IDF 一起征战而受伤。
And he gets to stay in Kiryat Shemona, but they can't even pick up the phone and call their family just across the border from there in Lebanon, because if they do, they bug the phones, and if they find out they're talking to their relatives, they'll go in and kill them.
但他们甚至不能拿起电话打电话给就住在黎巴嫩边境的家人。因为如果他这么做，他们的电话会被窃听。如果被发现他们打电话给亲戚，他们的亲戚可能就会被杀。
So their mother's still alive.
所以他母亲还活着。
Their relatives are there.
亲戚也还住在那边。
And have no contact with them. This is a brutal spirit, not just Hamas, that's Hezbollah.
这是一个残暴的灵，不仅仅是哈马斯或是真主党。
And so while we were there, the day before we got there,Then they went into Syria, a group of like ISIS went into Syria and killed hundreds of Christians.
就在我们抵达那里的前一天，恐怖分子进入叙利亚，杀害了数以百计的基督徒。
Do you understand? We have to have the spiritual power to defeat this.
你们明白吗？我们必须要有属灵的能力来击败这些灵。
Understand that that spirit is in sleeper cells in this country right now.
而在这个国家，此刻灵已经沉睡了。
So it's easy to say, well, that's that problem over there. No, that problem's here, and 9/11 will happen again.
你可以很简单的说，哦，问题在别的地方，不在这里。但拉比说不，911会再发生的。
It's just a matter of when, and the key is the church. How do we find the information to be able to identify where they are and when they're going to hit?
一切只是时间的问题，而关键是。教会要如何得到资讯，知道他们什么时候会攻击，他们在哪里？
Well, you're going to be identified through the prophets who you condemned and cut off.
你将需要依靠的资料是从那些被你控告、拒绝并隔绝的先知而来。
The church needs the prophets.
教会需要有先知。
I'm going to do everything I can to help bring them back.
我会尽我所能的让先知们重回岗位。
Because if you don't have the prophetic insight, you are suffering from intel.
因为倘若你没有属灵的洞察力，那你就会受苦于各样的情报。
And the most painful part of the trip, for me personally, was private conversations that I had with the highest level commanders of the failure of how did this happen.
拉比说，对我个人而言，这整趟旅程最痛苦的部分，就是我与一个高层的指挥官有一段谈话，谈到关于。这次的失败是如何发生的？
And it happened because of lack of communication.
它之所以发生，是因为沟通出了问题，缺乏沟通。
And I want to tell you, thus saith the Lord, inside the ecclesia, you have the same problem, and you're going to suffer the same issue if you don't start communicating.
然而，我要告诉你，神如此说，在神的 ecclesia 当中也有同样的问题。倘若你不开始沟通，你也将会遭受一样的痛苦。
Quit focusing on, well, if I'm not in charge and large and in charge, then I'm not involved.
停止把你的焦点放在我是不是握有权力，我们够不够大，我要掌权，我要参与。
To listen, in fact, right now more than speak. Because there's people who actually know really what's going on. And this president and this current administration needs prophetic insight, not political popularity.
你现在需要听多过于说，因为有些人是真实知道现在发生什么事的。而这个总统与这个行政团队需要具有先知性的洞察力，而非受人欢迎。
We've already won the election, so let's just quit trying to re-engage and win the election, and we've got a four-year window of time inside this pay to where we need to be able to leave the inheritance that this nation needs, but it's going to be taken by the violent, and the violent spiritually are going to take it by force.
让我们忘掉那些选举的事情。我们接下来有四年的任期在pay的纪元当中，好使我们有能力能够为这个国家留下产业，然而这是需要努力、奋力来完成的。
And this is a year we have to wake up.
这是我们需要觉醒的一年。
Weakness invokes war, and weakness destroys peace.
软弱会引发战争，而软弱也会破坏平安。
That's why when last month, when we had Moses speaking to Joshua and all the children of Israel, he said, "Be strong and what? And be of good courage."
这也是为什么上一个月摩西对约书亚以及全以色列民说，你当刚强壮胆。
This is a time where we need to ask the Lord for strength.
这是个我们需要向神呼求力量的时候。
And the Lord gives us this month. This month is a time to turn our sorrow to joy.
但神在这个月要将我们的哀哭变为喜乐。
Joy of the Lord is our strength.
所以神的喜乐是我们的力量，阿们吗？以斯帖记八章七节，亚哈随鲁王对王后以斯帖和犹大人莫迪改说，因哈曼要下手害犹大人，我已将他的家产赐给以斯帖，人也将哈曼挂在木架上。
That's what's happening in the spirit right now.
这就是现在灵界正在发生的事。
When you see forces like what's happening in Egypt, what's happening in Iran, and you see all those projectiles coming in, and Israel was under limited amount of ability to fire at those projectiles because of the holding back of the projectiles from the Biden administration.
当你看到军队，如在埃及以及在伊朗的军队，你看到大量的发射器，而以色列受限于有限的军备来发射防御攻击。
You don't understand how real this is when you stand with a young man and a commander that you've known for 10 years, and he takes you in and says, "Now we have these, and I'm not going to go into it, but this is how we protect ourselves."
你不了解这是个真实的情况。当你站在一个年轻的指挥官旁边，而你已经认识这个年轻人十年以上了，然后他带你来看，看这就是我们保护自己的方式。
We have unlimited amount of projectiles to be able to protect ourselves. We praise God for President Donald Trump because now we don't have to just randomly try to protect. We have more than enough, and we know that we're going to win this war.
看我们有着充足的军备来保护我们自己。我们为美国总统感谢神，因为我们现在所拥有的装备是超乎我们所需要的。而且我们知道这场战争我们足能得胜。让我们给神一个呼喊。
So the key is, how did Esther get the house of Haman? How did this transfer of wealth? How did this transfer of authority?
所以关键是以斯帖如何击败哈曼，财富的转移以及权柄的转移是如何发生的。
First of all, she surrendered her will to God's will.
首先她将自己的意志降服在神的旨意。拉比说，请你们站立，我要来启动。
It's a choice.
这是个选择。
The way this choice works effectively for me is when I am completely convinced.
能够最有效的让我做对的选择的原因，就是我完全被说服
and sold out to the Lord,
并且对神义无反顾
that God's will is absolutely better than anything I could imagine.
知道神的旨意比任何我能够想象的东西更美好。
So I'm praying that for you right now. I'm praying that Lord, let there be a visitation. Just go ahead if you want, just close your eyes.
现在我为你们祷告，我祷告神啊，求你来造访他们，请你闭上你的眼睛。
Visitation of dreams and visions. Amen.
神啊，求你以异梦以及异象来造访你的百姓。
That your soul, your mind, will, and emotions would absolutely know that what God has created you for,
好叫你的魂，就是你的思想、情感、意志，会完全的明白神所造你的目的。
And what God has called you to is unmistakably the best life you can live.
而神所要呼召你进入的是无可比拟的你最美好的人生。
In fact, anything other than that is going to be a complete downgrade.
事实上，除此之外的其他选择都是次等的。
And it causes unhappiness, sickness, and disease.
他们会带来不快乐以及疾病。天父。
On this Purim,
在普尔节5785
I follow Esther,
学习以斯帖
and I surrender,
我降服我的意志
to God's will,
在你的旨意
I surrender my life,
降服我的生命
for God's life,
要换神的生命将我自己降服给我生命当中的莫迪改
to bring instruction,
他会给我指引带来拯救
in supernatural ways,
以超自然的方式
I need deliverance.
天父，我需要拯救。
I need unity in my household.
我的家需要合一。
And alignment to God's plan.
对齐在神的计划。
Strategy.
我需要策略。
In Yeshua's name.
耶稣基督的名。
So what? How do you know when you have arrived at this level of trust, and why? This is critically important.
你要如何知道，并且为什么要知道你的信任已经达到一个程度？这是很重要的。
Esther 8:8.
以斯帖记八章八节，现在你们可以随意奉王的名写谕旨给犹大人，用王的戒指盖印，因为奉王名所写用王戒指盖印的谕旨，人都不能废除。此时拉比说，八是新的开始。我们在读的这一节是一个新开始的双门。
You and how many of you online? Go ahead. Need to be able to speak out.And know that God trusts you with the creative process of what you're going to speak out.
你们当中有多少人需要有说出来的能力，并且知道神信任你，为你创造了一个让你可以说出来的机会。
Puts his signet ring on it and does it. Yeah, you just need to raise your hand and say, "That's me. I need to have that."
对的，用王的戒指盖印，你要举手说，我需要这个。
By surrendering your will for His, and then you act accordingly and you obey.That's where that comes from.
借着将你自己的意愿降服在神的旨意，并且有行动去顺服，这就是它的来源。
I can tell you that having the trust that God trusts you and you're able to speak it.
我可以告诉你，去相信神对你的信任，并且能够将它说出来。接下来，拉比说了一个他在阿蒂医院的故事。拉比在医院遇到了一个穆斯林，他的小孩下半身瘫痪。拉比问他：“我可以为你儿子祷告吗？”这位穆斯林说：“请你为我儿子祷告。”于是我进入到这个13岁小孩的房间，我对这个孩子说：“你的爸爸在外面，他请我为你祷告，我可以来为你祷告吗？”这孩子点点头，所以拉比就为他祷告。这是第一个穆斯林的孩子躺在犹太人的医院当中经历医治的神迹。此时会场的会众一阵欢呼，一切事都是奉耶稣基督的名。当我还是孩子的时候，邻居有个犹太家庭，有个孩子 Anna 必须依靠轮椅，所以在我的生命当中，我开始有医治的恩膏的时候，我常常想起 Anna。 在这次的以色列之行，我又想起了她。我说，天父，会不会有个时刻来到，在这个合一的门户所带下来的强烈恩膏，让我可以带去阿蒂医院，当我按手，病人就得医治，起来赞美神。这样子的医治恩膏即将来到。以斯帖记十章一到二节，亚哈随鲁王使旱地和海岛的人民都来进贡，他以权柄能力所行的，并他抬举莫迪改使他高升的事，岂不都写在马代和波斯王的历史上吗？
So even though he had tributes and power, the power of Esther and Mordecai and the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and the supernatural power was more powerful than the most powerful king of that day.
即使亚哈水路王是有能力的王，但是以斯帖与莫迪改的神，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，拥有超自然的大能，超过任何有能力的王。以斯帖记十章三节，犹大人莫迪改做亚哈随鲁王的宰相，在犹大人中为大，得他众弟兄的喜悦，为本族的人求好处，向他们说和平的话。
This is our assignment, House of David.
大卫之家的会众们，这是我们的任务。
This is our assignment.
这是我们的任务。
The doors are open.
门已经打开。
We've been blessed by the gatekeepers.
我们被门户的守望者所祝福。
We even have the media.
我们有媒体。
It's time to go.
是时候出发了。
Psalms 58:11.
诗篇五十八篇十一节。因此人必说，一人诚然有善报，在地上果有施行判断的神。
Why would you ever give up your stance for standing for righteousness?
你为何要放弃站在公义的一方呢？
When there's a reward for the righteous.
义人是有奖赏的。
If you would just raise your hands.
请你举起你的双手。
Say, Father God.
天父。
I'm not here for a reward.
我不是为奖赏而来。
But I understand that you bless and give rewards.
但我知道你会祝福并奖赏。
Doing what's right.
因我们做对的事。
We are in a season.
正在一个季节。
Where surely he God.
审判全地的神。
Who judges the earth. Knows.
你知道。
My righteous deeds.
我的义行。
Lord.
主啊，我在这里。
Send me.
派遣我。
Into the mountains of influence.
进入你所给我有影响力的山头。
I will bring your message.
我会带着你的信息。
Now Purim is a time of divine reversal.
普尔节是一个神翻转的时刻。
It's a time of divine recovery.
普尔节也是一个神圣的恢复的时刻。
It's going to ask all of you online if you would, and all in the house, just if you'd put your hands out.
拉比邀请会众以及在线上收听的所有人，把你的双手打开，手掌向上。
And the reason you're putting your hands out is you're asking the Lord for now for that to come, and we're going to pray. Say, Father God.
你之所以把手打开，是因为你向神祈求此刻将神所要赐给你的降下，天父。
This Purim.
在这个普尔节。
Is my time.
是我的时刻。
For divine reversals,
将有神圣的翻转
and divine recovery,
以及恢复
and Esther 9:24,
以斯帖九章二十四
through 26,
到二十六节
it says, and I decree,
我宣告
over my life,
在我的生命
but when Queen Esther,
当以斯帖皇后
intervened with the king,
在国王面前辩护
gave written orders,
王写下旨意
evil schemes,That Haman had worked out,
哈曼所预谋的恶计
boomerang,
如同回旋镖
back on his own head,
射回哈曼自己的头
Father God,
天父
I decree,
我宣告
that spirit of Haman,
哈曼的灵
and his 10 sons,
以及他的十个儿子所代表的灵在今天晚上会如回旋镖打中自己的头
in Yeshua's name,
奉耶稣基督的名
as I sow a seed,
当我撒种给贫穷的人
let my words,
让我口中的话以及我手中的种子启动这个回旋镖来巡回重建重置并且恢复七倍照着神本来要给我却被偷窃的奉耶稣基督的名
Amen
最后拉比说今晚是节期的夜晚鼓励大家馈赠礼物奉献给贫穷的人
Thank you so much for joining us this night on this Purim.
拉比感谢大家一起参加普尔节聚会。
And may the Lord bless you. And may
愿神祝福你。
The Lord keep you. And
愿神保护你。
May the Lord's face shine upon you. And
用他的脸光照你。
Most of all,
最重要的是
May the Lord give you rest.
愿神赐你安息。
Shemaic, Purim.Happy holidays, happy Purim, and Shabbat Shalom. God bless you.
普尔节快乐，安息日平安，愿上帝祝福你。
In the book of Esther, we are commanded to prepare both food and gifts for those who are less fortunate.
在以斯帖记，神命令我们要彼此馈赠礼物，周济穷人。克兰卓士工在以色列当地从事人道救援已经超过30年。你们的慷慨给予曾经帮助过数以千计的生命。
gifts are called Mishloach Monach, which translates to sending portions. The heart behind these gifts is to ensure that everyone has the means to celebrate Purim and the reversal of Haman's plans.
将食物和礼物分送出去的心意是要让所有的人都能够来欢庆普尔节，欢庆从哈曼的邪恶计谋反败为胜的日子。
Dear Kurt Landry Ministries is participating in this mitzvah by preparing a gift for more than 1,000 Holocaust survivors and families of IDF soldiers as part of our Stand with Israel initiative.
今年克兰卓事工预备了超过1000份的礼物来分送给大屠杀幸存者以及 IDF 以色列国防军的家庭，来体现我们对以色列的支持。